those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Get into some serious issues that is being ignored. I need Alex Jones to pick it up, and other broadcasters out there, podcasters, et cetera. The status of the Merchant Marine, Maersk is a Dutch company, but it owns Sealand, and they've reflagged it. And it's going to be owned by Maersk, Dutch, and fly the American flag. They did a, they used a test on the MV Alabama, which was a Maersk vessel flying the American flag, and to see if people would notice if it was such an issue. That foreign-owned country or a foreign-owned company owned by the Dutch, think German, think Aryan, think world fascism, that we had a problem with it being owned by the Dutch but flying the American flag. Which is very, very confusing because they've done away with our shipping articles. We don't have them anymore. American Present Lines is owned by the French through Neptune Orient Lines and the Singaporean government, which is a known pirate capital of the world. Has been for the longest time. They make all kinds of knockoffs. Levi jeans that are not Levi's. Ralph Lauren perfume that is not Ralph Lauren. And they make companies. NOL. It was majority stake owned by the Singaporean government, has made it into American President Lines, now owned by CGA, CGM, the French, but facilitating all this is the Coast Guard ALJ Docketing Center, the administrative law judge that sat on my case, who heard it for a foreign company, Walter J. Brzezinski. First of all, he presents himself as if he's a judge. Even his picture online, you can go check it out at, type in my name, Coast Guard versus Eric Schein, and you'll find it. But he has, he wears and dons a robe like a judge, but he's an executive branch officer saying that in this case, the Coast Guard can operate under Title 10 and the UCMJ, which he doesn't even know what it means, and can carry on adjudications of me from Kings Point. Where he is just a executive branch officer, Article 2 of the executive branch, wearing a robe. He's pretending to be a judge, wearing a robe in the Article 2 branch of government. The Coast Guard was pulled out of the 46 USC shipping commissioners because the Congress found out that they had played all kinds of games with the Merchant Marine. We don't have a Merchant Marine. We do not have a Merchant Marine. People do not understand how grave and serious this issue is because the buck stops with the Merchant Marine. It is it has the largest number of laws passed to protect it. That's where the laws for the railroad and for, because we had a ships well before we had railroads. And the railroads are part of it. It's this intermodal system. And we had ships well before we had planes. And much of the labor laws in this country, the contractual statutory labor laws, that are under attack and have been under attack. This whole issue of privatization is the movement back to a crown, a ruling elite, and I hate that word, elite. Just call it what it is, a crown. They are crown families like Queen Elizabeth. She passed on. But now King Charles III. And you really need to spend your own time on, spend, you know, you can look at, I've got plenty of documents online. You can go to the U.S. Coast Guard versus Eric Schein, Lieutenant Eric Schein. But the Coast Guard, these are all, if you go in, it, you know, an important point, the Coast Guard is suing federal officers in the Merchant Marine, who some are naval officers as well in the reserves, an older program from the 1930s that Roosevelt started to defend and protect the Merchant Marine. But I want to get back into Coast Guard, how these administrative law judges work, and they've been gifted all these names by Congress. We'll be back. We'll get into the Coast Guard administrative law judge system, and it's huge scandal that no one will cover. But you need to. You need to. You really, really need to.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 AM. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower, don't anything. We'll do it on the air, don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, I'm trying to get into the Coast Guard. The Chief Administrative Law Judge, the mucky muck who's in charge of it all, is honorable, and you can't say honorable because he's an executive officer. He's an Article II executive branch officer. Walter J. Brzezinski, he ruled on a case, I'm trying to remember what it was, I'll get back to it. It's a TSA versus something. He ruled that it was not a violation of free speech to curse in an airport, and that the onerous fine that was given to the individual was a-okay. It was something in the TSA, I think, and I'll find it and I'll get back to it. But Walter J. Brzezinski is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, and he's the chief administrative law judge, but he's also the law judge for they call it a bench, but they shouldn't, they can't, because it's not a Article 3 judicial position. It's a Article 2. They cover it up and they play these games. And it's because it's the crown that I've been saying for so long. But he's also the judge, administrative law judge in New York. And he still keeps that position and rules on cases in New York as the chief administrative law judge. But it's even more disturbing than that, that John C. Johns, the advisor attorney who sat next to him in court when they came after me, is now the managing attorney advisor John C. Johns in the for the ALJ docketing center. And, you know, he did that because he was a Marine Corps, still working for the Crown, agent. And he oversees the ALJ docketing center. And I know they've destroyed my records, or Judge Brzezinski has them in his house, saved on his mantle. But you look at these people, you know, just take a look at them. The one for Baltimore, let's see, Judge Devine is admitted to practice in Massachusetts, Maryland, and before the United States Supreme Court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, United States. This all came about under Bush. You know what he's all about, war profiteering and, you know, converting the country into something it's not. You know, Bush is a member of the Brotherhood of Death. You know, it's this Honorable Michael J. Devine is a graduate of the United States Coast Guard Academy and a 1985 graduate of Western New England College School of Law. And prior to attending law school, Judge Devine served as a deck watch officer in Coast Guard and Navy ships. And he is the chief administrative law judge in Baltimore. These are not judicial appointments. They are not appointed by the federal district court, which is, you know, what they're trying to take the law under. Shipping Commissioners Act, it was enacted in 1872. They were judicial officers appointed by the judicial bench, the federal district court, and they were enacted because the Royal Navy had come into the United States and seized our men and a few women, I'm sure, you know, as officers and enlisted, you know, personnel or crewmen, you know, wipers and so forth. They seized them. And this is 100 years after slavery was ended here in the United States, but they saw fit to seize our men and women from the American Merchant Marine and to, and you know, force them into slavery to serve on their ships instead. It was passed 100 years after, and up until the 1980s, and into the 90s on APL American President Lines. It's now a Dutch company or a French company. I need some help with this stuff. There is, it's way too important, and it's way too much stuff to cover that, it's simply disturbing. They condemned me, trying to force me under a psych exam, and then declared me medically and mentally incompetent in room 5150 of these federal fusion centers. Yes, federal fusion centers that are nothing but Stasi centers, Stasi-like centers, that people need to pay attention to and get up in, get on the congressmen and senators for science and transportation, and have them look into this. It's been 20 years, and this chief administrative law judge, Walter J. Brzezinski, Lieutenant Commander Walter J. Brzezinski, saw that it was okay to strip me of my naval commission, so I don't have any protection from there, because he held on to me for five and a half, seven years, because they charged me in 2003, but there's emails showing that they had been after me from 2001, 2002. You really need to elevate this. I'm serious. You know, we need ships to bring and, you know, bring stuff in and bring stuff out. We don't have any American flag ships that are truly American. When we come back, I'll try to get back into it. I'm so upset from seeing this stuff. Again, all right, we'll be back. We're covering the Chief Administrative Law Judge, Walter J. Brzezinski.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at neworleansfilmfestival.org. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News. We may have entered a new era of political ads. Thanks to an ad running in the Shreveport mayor's race, it may have implications that go far beyond.
In this ad, Shreveport Mayor Adrian Perkins seems to be chewed out by his school principal.
Did you just bring me in here to yell at me?
The ad is against him. Law Politics, Jeremy Alford.
Looks like Adrian Perkins. It sounds like Adrian Perkins, but it's not Adrian Perkins. What it is a deep fake.
Alford says the ad is from a political action committee funded by New Orleans developer Anthony Marullo III, who owns real estate in Shreveport. He says the new technology could echo into next year's statewide races. I'm Marcy Goldsby.
The state legislative panel looking at medical marijuana laws met this morning. The committee discussed employee protections for those who use medical marijuana, as well as potential ways that drug testing policies could impact workers. The group is talking over ways to fine-tune state laws to make them work best for all involved. This is news from LRN.
People love their Mueller metal homes.
This is what we dreamed about, and we didn't really have a plan for the interior, the finish out. We just wanted the structure up and we're taking it from there.
Looking at the sunrise in the morning, the sunset at night, just what we love.
I use Mueller because they make a superior product.
This is our home. This is our forever home.
Enjoying every minute of it and seeing it all come together, and one of these days I'll get her done.
Find out more at MuellerINC.com.
I'm Casey Tingle, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and GOSEP is encouraging you to think about ways to protect your online accounts. Multi-factor authentication, which involves using two or more credentials to verify a user's login, is a smart way to secure your information. A password alone may not be enough to keep others out. For how-to tips and additional cybersecurity information, go to getagameplan.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com.
All right, I've been covering a lot of other issues that are as important, if not more important, but I have to get back to this because it's disturbing how long they have built out this system. This one ALJ, who's George Jordan, there was a Jim Jordan involved in my case. I don't know if they're related, but probably. He is a U.S. Coast Guard Judge Advocate General's Spirit of Excellence Award, He helped build out Judge Jordan also served as a longstanding member of the Board of Corrections Military Records for the Coast Guard. So he didn't allow me as a naval officer any level of respect to report to him what was going on. I'm talking about Walter J. Brudzinski, Lieutenant Commander Walter J. Brudzinski. It's Rendon versus TSA. And look up that case, Rendon versus TSA. It's a case that I reported on early on, way back when, about Lieutenant Commander Brudzinski sitting on TSA cases as well. They've created this immense number and form of executive branch judges who don't have the authority. You know, Reed versus Covert, 1957, said we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under the executive branch competing with our judiciary. This goes into separation of powers because they're all Coast Guard and appointed by the Coast Guard, and they want to keep it in the Coast Guard. They are Coast Guard military tribunals. And I want to get into the Uniform Code of Military Justice was created because they had so many disparate numbers and types, and mostly because of the Coast Guard was trying to say it was a branch of military before World War II in the interim between World War I and World War II. So in World War II, they subsumed or brought the Coast Guard into the Department of Navy and then kicked it out when they changed from the Department of War to the Department of Defense and put it in Title 14 under Title 5, which is a Federal Administrative Procedure Act. They game the system so much. It infuriates me, but the Federal Administrative Procedure Act had in it where they married together. It's a rules-based society where the police are making the rules. The police are making the rules. They are, they can lie to you. That's legal, so, you know, so it says. But the Uniform Code of Military Justice was in 47, created 46, 47, with a lot of other important changes that came about. So that only, like, if you're in the Coast Guard prosecutes you. That's it. The Navy prosecutes you or, you know, vindicates you. You know, not too much of that is going around. It's a master and slave type situation. The Air Force does the Air Force. The Marine Corps, you know, they're in the Navy still, so the Navy does the Marine Corps. But the Coast Guard is doing the Merchant Marine under military law. Under military law, and you don't have a chance. You don't even get, I had legal counsel. It was stripped from me and not replaced. I kept asking for, can I have counsel? Can I have counsel? I was not able to raise the funds to get counsel because they had held on to me for so long. I was homeless. for a while. They carried on a summary decision of me, and then 5 years later, the same Lieutenant Commander Christopher Triboulet, came back in as a JAG officer to be trained for 5 years and comes back in, goes to the JAG school first, comes back in as a JAG officer and prosecutes me, takes back over the prosecution of a case he initiated himself. You know, people, I don't know if you know what it's like to have the police officer who charged you come back in as the prosecutor and prosecute you in a rigged trial that they are going to expand, and they have. They have expanded it immensely to get the poor merchant marine officer who is caught up in this, you know, travesty of justice. I cannot, you know, fight this battle on my own. I need to pass the mantles of somebody else, or you know, I need some help. But these people are evil. They are pretending to be judges. Here's this. I'm looking at a picture of Honorable George J. Jordan, and he's got the two flags behind him. I think it might even be the peace flag of the Coast Guard, and he's got the gold fringe flag behind him, and he's an executive branch police officer, Article 2 police officer, and he's wearing smugly a robe as if he's a judge. He's pretending to be a judge, and he's working for the shipping companies, and now they're not even American flagged. They're foreign owned and foreign controlled. AP Mueller. Mueller is one of the royal families of Europe. And, you know, real quick, I need to make a distinction here. The European Union, although playing a part in this, part and parcel, there's a war of the German countries centered on Switzerland and you know, Davos, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and these royals against it's these other royalties, other kingdoms that like Sweden, Finland, Switzerland. They are kingdoms, no matter if they call themselves a federal canton or whatever, because the World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy headed by Klaus Schwab for now. And it passes to Klaus Schwab's heirs for now. So if you can take over a government and declare yourself, well, you know, I am king of this country, like Klaus Schwab has done for Switzerland, you can do just about anything. But these the Swiss, as centered upon it all, and they're married with the Dutch and others, Swedish and Finnish and more, the Dutch. And they are attacking the world, or not the World Economic Forum, it's the World Economic Forum attacking them, is the European Union and England was a part of that, and it has separated itself, luckily, so we would think. It is enormous, and I brought out about the number one shipping company in the world is Swiss flagged, but Italian owned. The number two is Maersk, it's Dutch. The number three is French, CGA, CGM. The number four is Chinese, and the Chinese are just as royal as any other dynasty. The number five is German, Hapag-Lloyd. I cannot stress enough the importance of this information. You got to spread it. Get it out.
Music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free. However, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit po'boyfest.com. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
So, that's the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They're using it in these proceedings. They changed the law. The Posse Comitatus, they wrote a bunch of letters and put out a bunch of journalists who created the need in 1999 and 2000 to do away with Posse Comitatus, to do away with Posse Comitatus so that the Coast Guard, as a branch of military, could involve itself in civilian affairs and make civilian law. A branch of military making civilian law. All you have to do is follow this guy's career, Judge Jordan, He's out of Seattle. He sits on administrative law judge cases there. And the administrative law judge is a hearing officer. He's a executive branch. He's a policeman, a police commissioner. And they wear robes and all this other stuff. And it's a travesty. Judge Jordan's military career with the Coast Guard, it wasn't a military career. They didn't change to being a branch of military until they moved into the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. And all of a sudden, they used administrative law to declare themselves a branch of military, and one that can involve itself with civilian affairs. Career with the Coast Guard began in 1972, so 48 years as an enlisted member on an active duty. He wasn't that long. Now I'm just totaling all up because he's now a administrative law judge. They had a bank, banking official. He was an administrative law judge for the banks. He came in, told Congress to change the name to from a hearing officer in the executive branch to administrative law judges to give them the appearance that they were a judge. I'm really getting worked up. Enlisted member on active duty. Judge Jordan left active duty in 1974. So he served for 2 years and subsequently commissioned officer in the Coast Guard Reserves. In 1979, he returned to active duty and served as a staff attorney in various divisions throughout Coast Guard headquarters, Office of the Chief Counsel. It's like this guy is like Peter Strzok. Walter J. Brzezinski is like Peter Strzok. Hold on one sec. Let me get Michael J. Devine is like Peter Strzok. They're embeds. They're acting as if they are a judge. And they are a police officer, a commissioner. I called it out. I told the judge he was not a shipping commissioner because that's an Article 3 judicial position appointed by the federal district court. And you've got these lowlifes who think it's okay to pretend that they're a judge when they're not. They're wearing a robe. They're wearing a robe, and he might as well be the a cardinal in the, I always go back to that analogy. They would like it to be no separation of powers. Arthur, they had the movie originally, Arthur, with Clive Owen, was where they were going to go save. He told him, they told him he's going to retire. They told him, no, you can't. You have to do this one last mission. They didn't want to do it. They said, all right, because you won't let us travel throughout the, empire, et cetera. And so they did it. And they were to save when they got there, they saw it was one man who was the general. He, represented the military and police at that time. And that he was the cardinal. So he represented religion as well. And he was the governor. So he represented civil law. That's what these guys are trying to do, and they've done a pretty damn good job of it. I'm so pissed. You know, These are royals, or those who serve the royals. Those who serve the royals. The Coast Guard is not a branch of military. It's not supposed to be a branch of military. It was turned into one by Bush, 2003, not back in 1972, like this clown is trying to put forth. The TSA versus Rendon is one of the early cases of Walter J. Brzezinski in his role as a prosecutor for Virginia, I think of the CIA, and let's go to the phones in Cajun.
Hey, good evening, brothers and sisters, Buccaneers, Patriots, Coast Guardsmen, the people that help America and the whole world. Listen up. You know, this is a setup. It's been a setup from the very beginning. They're trying to say evil people are good and good people are evil. This British Nazi Chi-Com operation has gone on for too long. They are coming out with another variant. They claim it's 80% death rate, and they put them in mice right now.
Well, Boston University did that. Why are they doing bioweapons labs? Why do they have bioweapons labs at the University of Boston? That is a bioweapon.
It's exactly what it is. And it needs to be exposed to the max, because we can't let this happen to our country. We owe, you know, our family and friends and the communities around us, you know, everything that we have. And this is a pre-planned Chi-Com operation that's going on right now. The British Nazi Chi-Coms need to be exposed, period. Over and over and over again, brothers and sisters. The Bible says to rescue the innocent, defend the helpless. Watch every wall, stand in every gap. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God. It also says that we don't fight, you know, flesh and bone. We fight an evil spirit. And that evil spirit has taken over the White House, and we need to turn the prisoners.
I am representing on this show and trying to get out information. I could really use some help.
They set you up to do this to people in the prison right now. And it's got to be reversed to them right now, because they're coming after everybody that lives in America and turn us to a Nazi Chi-Com World War 17, 16,
Nazi 16, Chinese Communist.
Yeah. Yep. And British are involved too. The people that sold out.
The British.
The backstabbers. That's right, the backstabbers.
The British is my main focus on this show, the British and royal. You should not have a Article II police officer acting as a judge.
The royal Nazi Chi-Com from hell. Wake up, America. GSO 990 AM.
Join me every morning. Good night.
On what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.